The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. In the Bible, there is a wonderful story which teaches us how to fix disordered government with methods God has established. A wicked woman, Athaliah, had stolen the throne of Judah and proclaimed herself queen over the realm. For 6 years she reigned by oppression and terror. But a faithful man of God, the priest Jehoiada, had hidden the true king, the young boy Jehoash, from the wicked queen. We pick up the story recorded in 2 Kings 11, and I quote, "And the 7th year Jehoiada sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds with the captains and the guard, and took an oath of them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. And he brought forth the king's son, and put the crown upon him, and gave him the testimony. And they made him king, and anointed him. And they clapped their hands and said, God save the king. And Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, between the king also and the people." In this story, we see God's authority in one realm, the realm of the church, joining with those in lesser authority in civil government, that is the army, to restore the rightful king to his throne. Then we see the people, where the ultimate government authority is deposited by God and their elected king, entering into a covenant with the Lord and each other to be the Lord's people. Our elections of our government servants and the oath of office taken by our elected servants are based on this concept of entering into a covenant with the Lord to operate civil government His way. The principle of restoring God's ordered authority to civil government is known as interposition. It means when one civil authority in a nation steps out from under God's order, another civil authority is to resist the disordered authority by standing in the order of God's civil authority. In our nation, we're now seeing a wonderful example of this in the Alabama Supreme Court, led by Chief Justice Roy Moore. On March 4, 2015, the Supreme Court of Alabama had issued an order to their lower courts prohibiting the recognition of so-called same-sex marriage. The U.S. Supreme Court recently ordered the Alabama court to violate its own constitution by recognizing this disordered type of marriage. Just days ago, the Alabama Supreme Court issued a strong and stirring word that they will not dishonor their oath to protect both the Alabama and the U.S. Constitution by doing such. Judge Roy Moore spoke in no uncertain terms, characteristic of him, and declared that the U.S. Supreme Court decision demanding the nation to recognize so-called same-sex marriage, quote, has no basis in the law, history, or tradition of this country, end quote. Judge Moore went on to forcefully state, quote, the majority opinion in Obergefell, in other words, the case about homosexual marriage, is an act of raw power, he said, with no ascertainable foundation in the Constitution itself. It is a lawless act, he said. In short, Moore states, the majority of the U.S. Supreme Court is referring to, quote, acts not as a court of law, but as a band of social revolutionaries. Finally, praise God, high officials in a state government stand firm and openly on biblical principles of morality and interposition. May other state government servants be encouraged and emboldened to do the same. And may we the people stand in support of those who do stand. God will honor these stands and show up on behalf of those with such courage. Are you one of them? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.